Hello, welcome to another message. So I'm going to be sharing another revelation that the Lord gave to me. So in this one, what the Lord said to me was, anytime you're praying about something, make sure that you continue praying until you receive that thing that you're asking for from me. So this is what I want to talk about now, because I hadn't really thought about it that way, because I set aside time to pray, so I'll just pray to feel the presence of God. So I'm constantly trying to be in the presence of God and to be filled with the Holy Spirit. But specifically, when I'm praying about something, sometimes I will stop and then later on I will continue. So I wouldn't do it like that at a stretch. I wouldn't continue until that thing manifests. So because I just pray like, oh, I want to feel the presence of God. I want to feel the Holy Spirit. Well, that's what the Lord said to me. He said, continue until you receive that thing from me. So what I want to encourage you guys to do is to put this practice, to have this mentality anytime that you're praying. If you know that you're praying for a job, if you know you're praying for marriage or for children, fruit of the womb, but whatever it is that you're praying for, or even about your health, whatever it is, about a relationship, whatever it is you're praying about, make sure that you persist until you receive that thing from God. Because a lot of us take it for granted. Sometimes we don't really understand the significance of not stopping, because you're building momentum as you're praying. Then maybe just when God is about to manifest, you might just direct your attention to something else. You're still praying, but you're not praying about that particular thing that is a pressing need to you. So it's very important for you to do this. In fact, I recall another revelation that the Lord told me some time ago. In fact, to match it even with this one, He said, a lot of people give up at the edge of their breakthrough. Just when their prayer is about to be answered, they give up. So they don't even realize that they're giving up. They're like, okay, we've prayed, Maybe they think God is storing it inside a bank. Then later, sometimes they will come and withdraw from that prayer that God has taught for them. But it doesn't work that way. You need to continue until that thing manifests. And, you see it until when you want to give birth to a child, you persevere until you give birth to that child, and you're actually carrying that child. And, you're seeing the child and looking at the child and say, wow, this is my child. That's the way it is. You need to give birth spiritually to whatever you're praying to God about. Do not give up at the edge of your breakthrough. Now, if we take some biblical examples, in the case of Daniel, he persisted, and it was not God that was causing that delay. It was the devil. So the same thing with your own life, with my own life. God is not the one causing the delay. It is the devil that is causing the delay. But because you know that Jesus himself has already died for you and set you free. So Jesus cannot be the one that is keeping the thing away from you. God is not the one keeping the thing away from you. God is not the one condemning you. So if God be for us, who can be against you? Is it God himself that sent Jesus to die, or is it Jesus himself that died for you? So you have to look at it this way. Most of the time, all of the time, in fact, it is the enemy that is doing this thing. So you need to realize that you have to persist. Now, another biblical example we can look at now is Hannah. You know that Hannah kept praying. She wanted a child. She kept praying until she got it, until she gave birth to Samuel, until the priest answered her and told her, that her prayer had been answered. So you have to persist. That's how God wants it. Some of these things are not just, ordinary like that. It's not just going to fall from the tree. You need to put in effort, just like the persistent widow. Now, that's a third biblical example. Jesus said it. Said the persistent widow kept on disturbing until she got what she wanted, and the judge said, wow, if I don't answer her, this lady is gonna keep disturbing me. And then Jesus said, will the son of man find faith like that when it comes? So that's an attribute of faith: persistent, patience, perseverance. These are the three P's. These are attributes of faith. So just realize that you need to keep praying until you receive that thing that you want from God. Don't give up, just persist until the Lord manifests himself to you, until he manifests that particular thing that you want, that you're asking for from Him. So I'm going to pray for you. And I pray that the Lord gives you the grace to pray exactly the way that He wants you to pray. May the Lord Himself direct your prayer life. May you not give up. May you keep praying and give birth to your miracle. May the Lord bless you and keep you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Have a good day. Remain blessed. Bye.